We're up to Simen Chesif Yud Gimel. Mechaber brings down the Rosh and the Tur. The Rosh and the Tur say as follows. Someone makes a bracha on his tzitzis in the house. He goes to shul to put on his talis gadol. So he has to make another bracha on the talis gadol. On the maisa, that's not what we do. We don't make a bracha on the tzitzis at all, and we wait till we make the bracha on the talis gadol, and that bracha patters not only the talis gadol that we're about to put on, but the talis katan that we put on earlier. But if one were to make a bracha on the talis katan, and then he goes to shul and he puts on his talis gadol, if he put on his talis katan with a bracha, when he goes to shul to put on his talis gadol, he has to make another bracha. And the question is why? So there's basically three or four opinions over here that I saw right here in the poskim. So the Beis Yosef in the Shulchan Aruch says that walking from house to shul is a hefsek. Let's see that inside the Shulchan Aruch. Ches Yud Gimel. Hello, Veish Talis Katun Mavarech Alav. One who put on his tzitzis and made a bracha. Ukishaholech Lebeis HaKinesis Misatif Betalis Gadol. And he's going to go put on his Talis Gadol and Shul. Sarech Levarech Alav. He has to make a bracha on the Talis Gadol. Why? Says the Shulchan Aruch. Dehalicha mi Beis Lebeis HaKinesis Chashiva Hefsek. Because walking from house to shul is considered a hefsek. We have to know what that means. But the Beis Yosef says walking is that walk from the house to shul is considered hefsek, and therefore he has to make another bracha. But if he's going to daven in his house, so he put on his talis katan with a bracha, and now he's going to put on his talis gadol with a bracha. Im haya daito mitchila gamal talis gadol. If he had kavana to put on both, so that's like the case that we spoke out last week in Simen and Sif Yud Beis. So he has kavana gamal talis gadol. Velo hipsik made time, and he did not interrupt between the two besicha bedvar macher, not with speech, not with other things. Eino tzarech lachzor ulevarech. But if he did interrupt with speech, here according to the Mechaber, he'd have to make another bracha. So that we said was a very big machlokes, if speaking in between the two mitzvahs, between the two shechitas and the two big day tzitzis and the two kelim, does that require another bracha? And with a big machlokes abos game, in the end we concluded that one should not speak so as not to be gorim a bracha shenet tzricha. But if he did speak, there's enough poskim to rely upon that it's a domet to a seuda, and just like you don't have to speak if you don't have to make another bracha when you speak in the middle of your meal, you would not have to make another bracha over here. So over here, the Mishabura at the end of Sifkatan Lamed Hey sends us to Le'el, Sifkatan Chavches, and that was the bottom line over there in Sifkatan Chavches. Okay, so the question is why he has to make another bracha. The Beis Yosef wants to say that it's a hefsek. Now, the Gra asks Akasha against the Beis Yosef, what's the difference if you go to shul, or you walk, you make one bracha in one corner of a big room, and then you walk all the way across the room and put on your talis gadol, there you're not going to have to make another bracha. But going to shul, you are going to have to make a bracha. So the Gra disagrees with this Beis Yosef. He doesn't understand why you'd have to make another bracha. What's the difference if you go from house to shul, or you go within a huge shul from one side of the shul to the other? The Magen Avraham basically answers that question. And Magen Avraham tells us that there's a concept called Shinui Makom. Just like we have by brachos, if a person makes... Okay, this is somewhat complicated, now's not exactly the time for it, but at least for a simple Bar Pia 8, Bar Pia Adama Shahako, you're drinking Coca-Cola, you make a bracha in the house, you drink half your Coke, and then you want to go to your friend's house, so you have to make another bracha. You have a Shinu Makam, you change your location, you have to make another bracha. That's a din in Simen Kuf Ayin Ches by Hilchos Brachos, and the Magen Avraham says it's the same thing by Mitzvahs. Now you'd have to make another bracha. Now that would answer the Gra's kasha on the Beis Yosef, but then the Gra goes on to ask his other kashas against the Magen Avraham, and the Gra Lamaisa does not agree with this Magen Avraham either. Yeah, the Magen Avraham himself brings down a shita ha-cholekes. The Magen Avraham himself tells us that it's not a good comparison. because there's at least a shita that says that, because whereas when you drink your Coke, so the first half of the Coke is gone. There's no zecher to that first half of the Coke. Now you have a shita bakum, you have to make another bracha on the second half of the Coke. Mashenkin of Eri, the first beggar, you're still wearing the first talus, and therefore the shinu makam should not be a shinu. You should not have to make another bracha. Okay, then there's a Taz. The Taz says that really the hefsek here is not in the walking, and the hefsek is not in changing your location. But what are we talking about? We're talking about a person. Now we're not knowing this way, but the Taz apparently holds that we put on the talus and then we put on the tefillin. But apparently the Taz holds that if you're already wearing tzitzis, so then you should put on your tefillin and then put on your tzitzis. And the Taz wants to say that the hefsek, and the reason you have to make another bracha, is because you interrupted by putting on the tefillin with a bracha in between the two begadim of tzitzis. And that is the hefsek. Now that does not fit into Shitas HaMachaber, because the Machaber differentiates between going to shul and staying home. He does not differentiate between what he did when he went to shul and what he did when he stayed home. Now, the Gra himself, here there's kind of two girsos within the Gra. The way it appears in at least one Shulchan Aruch, it's like the Taz. It's a din in the brach on the tefillin being a hefsek. But then in the fancy Friedman Shulchan Aruch, they bring down the Damesik Eliezer, who says is that there's a mistake in the Gra, and the girsa of the Gra should be that he's mafsik bihilucho bishar dvar. And when he goes to shul, he could be mafsik. He'll be mafsik doing other things. Okay, those are four opinions. Let's see now how the Mishnah Brura lays it out for us. So again, Ches Yud Gimel. Halovesh talis katanim avarich alav. Puts on talis katanim a bracha. Ukeshaholech lebesek nesis misati for talis gadol. He's going to shoot. He's going to put on his talis gadol. Sarich levarich alav. He has to make another bracha. Why? Da'alicha mi beisa lebesek nesis chashiv hefsek. Walking from the house to shul is considered hefsek. So Mishabura Sivkat and Lama Beis points out, I feel him take if Halacha Beis HaKnesset, he went right away, there was no interruption at all, he'd have to make another bracha. Why? Mishabura Sivkat and Lama Gimel, the Halicha. So the Halicha itself is Hasik. The Acharonim Eskimu, the Etzem Halicha, lo Choshev Hasik. The Acharonim say that the Halicha from one to the other is not Hasik at all. The Afapich and Kosu, the Tzarek Levarich, the Talis Godom, Mishum Shinu Malkom. But what's the problem over here? So first he brings down the Beis Yosef, the Halicha is Hefsek. Now he's bringing down the Magen Avraham because Shinui Makom. And in Dereshu footnote 46, they point out, this is much more Nogea, that when you go from Sukkah to Sukkah, if that's considered a Hefsek, in order to be Mechayiv in another Bracha, Leisha Basukkah, it's totally in this Machlokes over here. Okay. Now, Mishmar Sivkat and Lamed Achashiv Hefsek. V'chai Adam Chosha Shadat Haserv in the Shirim Akam. Lo Avi Hefsek Bazeh. V'chai Adam is Choshish. Don't make another bracha like the Magen Avraham on a Shirim Makom by a mitzvah, because there are many who hold that Shirim Makom is not a Hefsek. Al Kein Hich Mir Shalol Levarach. Do not make another bracha. Unless Im Lo Shahaya Abesek Nesed Brachog Mi Beso. If it's far away. So then once it's far away, that's what he considered a hetzer chadas. That's a hetzer. Oh, shelo haya daito b'shas bracha gamalav, where he did not have kavana to wear both begadim. Let's say he doesn't usually wear a talis gadol or something like that. Oh, shesia daito b'neim, or he had a valid bona fide hetzer chadas between the two. Bi'alacha points out diratzel chashiv a hefsek. Chayodam v'da d'vidrei ataz mash v'ganki d'sov v'shein shu n'mokum hefsek v'ze v'chein agro kosav k'ataz. Okay, so the B'alacha goes with the first understanding of the gro, that it's just like the taz, and it's against the Magen Avraham, against this concept of shu n'mokum. So you have a chayodam, you have a taz, you have a gro, all against the Magen Avraham's shu n'mokum, and it seems to be a suffering brachas l'haka. Let's finish up the mechaber again. The misbala b'zol beiso im haya daitem itchila gam al talas gadol v'lo hifsek b'intayim b'sicha b'dorah mecherim Ein tzarech lachzor ulevarech. He would not have to make another bracha if he put on the Talis Gadol in the same house, as long as he was not mafsik beinehem. Agav, I don't want to get into the shinei makom by brachas, but Dear Shur here brings down a very important footnote. So we said when you make a shahakal on your Coca-Cola in your house, then you go to your neighbor's house, so you have to make another shahakal. Or you go outside, you also have to make another shahakal if you want to continue drinking, because of shinei makom. So the famous machlokes over here brought down by the Dear Shur, what if you're in your apartment, your Eretz Yisrael Dika apartment, and then you go outside into the staircase, stairwell, the hallway, which is, so your apartment is yours, the hallway belongs to everyone together. So Rav Yashiv holds that that is a shinei makom if you go from your private apartment into the hallway, and Rav Shlomo Zalman holds that it is not, and Rav Nissim Karelitz agrees with Rav Shlomo Zalman, and that would also seem to be a suffig bracha oslahaka. You're not going to make another bracha in that case, presumably. But as one Rav told me when I was visiting him, he would walk me out, but he made a bracha and he didn't want to walk into the staircase. Then when he comes back, he has to make another bracha. And then, even though Lamaisa he wouldn't, because Rosh Hashanah says not to, but he's putting himself into a machlokes haposkim if he needs another bracha, and it's better not to do that, obviously. Shkayach.